Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is going back to the mission over here. The mission says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take any shofar for anything he does and so on. You know, that's part of the Oymek Hadin. This is Rambam Zal, before Esh Mashram Akam, Likach Sheikhat, Eini Nyanesh Likach Sheikhat Lahatis Hadin. Kizem Min Ashtus Shiruch Hashem Yisbarach Moshe Tzorach Leiduma. So obviously, it can't mean Sheikh in any way that we about Keichin Osn Sheikhat. Omaya Sheikhat. Om Yonosh Likach Sheikhat Hat Pevois. Moshe Yasa Adam Elef Pevois Vera Achaz. Limchul Hashem Yisbarach Aver Hilo Rav Pevoisov. In other words, you don't cancel out the good with the bad, the bad with the good that he's done. Av yonos es hara ha'achasik meleo ala tevezeim kulam. Vezeo lo yikach sheikhat. Vuhu kumo lo yisa ponim, shi anesh ha'godol b'maylois azamuot k'moshan s'vashabeinu. And this is also why big people get an oynish, despite the fact that big people. So there's one connection in that. That big people are held much more accountable than small people. And there's a second connection that despite the fact that big people, nothing really it changes and so on. So he says over here, okay, so he talks to me, so he's going to be down on the Divrei Rambam. Maybe later we'll try to give some hesbah, but let's go first through his Shakotaria. Kvesh Makshal Dvarov, Mashomer Mesech the Saita, Ver Mechab Mitzvah. If the Gemara says there is a musik of Aseira being Mechaba Mitzvah, so the reason says, and again it's not a Gemara, but he's going with reason says that it should be the other way for sure. Because it's a Kolumbi, the Masha Mitzvah Mechaba Aseira, Heiner says, spoken with his Chamsha Mitzvah, or Shemegel of Ishwan Mitzvah. So he says basically it means the other way around. It means nothing gets cancelled out. So for instance, let's give an example. Let's say I have a pail of hot water and a pail of cold water. And I mix them, the end will reflect the combination of the two. So even though sometimes a person ends up without having either a mitzvah, any schar or inesh, basically what you're saying is that there's no punishment, so at the end of the day you are not getting punished for it. Dovazayin kusha kamida zois for adam beinani lemais and by adam beinani where the schar the mitzvah and the avera are in the same world, like he says they're, you know, they're both material and so on. Oz $1,000 cancels out $1,000. But wait, second point. המצווה שמחה בעבירה אין פירוש שמחה בעבירה מכל וכל. רק נישה המצווה נישה גם עבירה. אם עושה עבירה מצווה עבלי יותר בשל המצווה, יאמרה שעבירה. אם לא יעבירה, אלא הכל טוי בשל המצווה. לא המצווה אלא הכל רע בשל עבירה. אז עבידו יום טוי ויום רע. He says, there's a certain hischalkus that happens, that the person feels, so let's give a marshal, if he wouldn't do a mitzvah and avera, he wouldn't earn money or lose money. Let's say if he did a mitzvah and avera, he'll earn $1,000, and then he'll lose it somewhere. So he'll be toyim the tam of tar and toyim the tam of einish. Loya avera hela kol toyim shal mitzvah. Loya mitzvah hela kol rabbi shal avera. Achshav dino yom tov yom rak, it is a perikama, the kedushin, the kamin, and avidan le yom tov yom bish. Afagad v'asal apirash kach, Rashi over there says that the person, in other words, it's not going in the same case, but in a person who's has mostly mitzvahs, he does Yom Tov, and the other person has Yom Ra, but the Rambam's in far like the Kof Mech HaPish. As Yom HaShem HaKosh Baruch Hu Leika HaMitzvah, Lekeach HaMitzvah Shal Yaseh Yom Bish Klal, Le Yom Tov Klal, and Kein Hoil, Lekeach HaMitzvah Kineg Naveira. So basically, he's learning that you experience a reaction to both things. Our dvar of kasha, the maha kol shaloi de kama. The vada hu nesin es tam av lai kashrechad gam kem. Av the pyrush ha-shamana kashrechad zayma shesh al ha-shem itzbar kovid ha-fram kulam. Yakol baruch vaydei. Val ze oma shri kashrech lutai sminadin. So let's stop a second and speak about his point. He says that the Leikach Sheikhat, so it says that a Kashbog does make Sheikhat from its Naveris, because Shakol Shaloi. If the reason would be the world of, if the Pshat would be like the Rambam says, that it's totally in, we're talking about the Chlal Mitzvahs Naveris. What does one have to do with the other? And what about Likach Shechet Shakol Shalei? What does one have to do with that? If you learn that Shochad is talking about physical objects, so then you understand that the Shakol Shalei is a hesitant. But if you're talking about mitzvahs and averis, so what's the pshat of Shakol Shalei? So he said, "Zor kasha ma kolzo kam devare hu nesines tamo v'likasher gamke." Avol lefirush asher amarnu kashrecha datolei mecheshal hashem zor kovin evron kulam kakol baruch foydei. Azor shikashrech l'tois menetim. So let's hold this a second. Let's talk about the Rambam. Let's try to say pshat in the Rambam. The world of mitzvahs and averus. One can understand it in two ways. Let's give an example by Lahavdil Matuma, Menatara Latuma, the Avodah Zarah. How does one understand the Avodah of Avodah Zarah? The answer is that Avodah Zarah is a very, very powerful guy. He's got needs and wants. He likes to have sacrifices. He likes to have all sorts of nice things. I give that to him, and he gives me rain and success and battle and so on. In every Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah has needs and desires, and I can satisfy them. And that's why I go ahead, and that's where the Sechar and Onesh comes from. That's a picture of Avodah Zarah. One could have said like this, yes. There's no shaykh to get a kashbroch. I can't offer him food, I can't offer him drink, I can't offer anything. But the world of mitzvahs and averis are his ratzon. And almost by definition, the word ratzon means that I want or need something. Some people would like food or drink, some people would like covet, some people would like that just people should do what they want, what I want them to do. So I have a need for control. It's an almost impossibility for us to the hair the word, well, when we say the word rutzo, that means that the fulfillment of it is giving me something. You're telling me that I want this. By definition, so when I give it to you, I'm giving you what you want. We don't have a real way of translating to us getting out of that conundrum of what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and what is it that he needs. To say he doesn't need anybody wants is very, very hard to... It came out as an oxymoron to us. If I say the kid wants the kid wants A, B, or C, so the only thing I can ask is, does he want it because he's really hungry and he wants to eat it? Does he want it because somebody else has it and he was jealous? Does he want it because he's trying to get me upset? I can recognize wanting as being of different natures, but at the end of the day, he's missing something. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. We express things that are called bitzoinai, and yet he's not lacking. That's the Rambam in the very beginning of Yesodei Torah, the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not lacking anything, and so on. That's the mitzvah of avera and mitzvah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's true, then the world of averas and mitzvahs are completely totally in the oiser. So lemashal, let's say I tell somebody I would like you to walk a mile to bring me a glass of water. So it's my need and my tzorach. I can tell somebody else, I'm a doctor, and I tell them, I want you, you need to walk a mile in order to get the proper exercise or whatever it is. Those two statements are profoundly different. In the first one, since it's my ruts and my need, me as a shayfet could override it. So let's say you don't feel like bringing me a glass of water, but you're going to help my kid get into school. So I'll be mevat to one for the other. And I'll say, okay, yeah, I'm not getting this favor, I'm getting this favor. And that's all of life is like that. You're mevat on A to get B. Me'irich gisa, if the doctor, I tell the doctor, you know what, I'll take my vitamins more regularly, and I'll sort of be mevata on the wall. So the doctor can't tell him, okay, that's a good deal, it's a deal, you have a deal. Basically, they tell the person, we're talking about the internal realities in yourself. You'll suffer the consequence of A, and you will gain the benefits of B. And one has no side of the other, because when they're coming from a common rutzen, they have a common denominator. The common rutzen is me being happy, enjoying whatever it is that I want. So in that scenario, whatever it is that you are, I can make a deal on that. I can say, well, in point A, I'm satisfied, and maybe I'll overlook point B. I cannot do that when I'm talking about somebody else who is, when I'm talking about an objective mitzias, klapi the other person. So that's the mahalak over here of the sheikhad according to the Rambam. So he says in different words that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants kvaydai, in other words, all of avayda boils down to something called kvaydai yisbarach, I don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because of kvayd, he's willing to be mevata. So he says, how are you going to call this sheichad? Sheichad means ki'ilu, I'm doing something that I am moving away, I'm doing something that's external to what the din is about. So lemashal, let's say I tell you, you have to pay him X, Y, and Z, and I say, instead of paying him X, Y, and Z, I'll give you this and that. I'm doing something that's extraneous to the din. But if I'm reinforcing the din, and I'm saying, okay, I will give you whatever it is, then there's no, then that's not, why would that be called Sheikhat? Covet is what the tachlis is. So why would a person, why would that be called something other? Akash Baruch Hu wants a toiv in the world. So the toiv in the world is Kvod Yisbar. He says, the afim ha-sheikhat bo shalibish ul-adin, gan can have a sheikhat. The moichaza de parak dat feiluye besalke. So even if it was something external over there, he said the you know, like the chazad parakatfe, the avgas like kivin abaldin mishal sheikhat, nika sheikhat pasaladina, the mekablas de tuvimine. He says any type of sheikhat, which is the any type of sheikhat, which is a giving somebody doing something where the das of the person is affected, is a problem. So let's talk a little about this point over here. He's speaking more that the sheikhat has to be directly a tit for a tat. I am giving you X in order that you do Y. And that he said, that's not what's happening here. So he says, no. Sheikhat is, and it says this in the, in the Gemara, that sheikhat is something that mekarev the das. The Gemara says, shechuchad, that they become one. In other words, sheikhat is not because you're paying him and the guy makes a deal and says, okay, you gave me X, and now I'm getting Y. I mean, that is, that obviously works in many cases, but that's not sheikhat oimek hadava. Asheikhat of ene pikhim means that you no longer see it as an objective person. It has no, it doesn't make it askemina if you actually are mechaven to be matter the din, the very fact that you take something. So when the person is doing kvod shemayim, so even though the person is not being mechaven to do anything wrong, or to to give it a tit for tat, the very fact that the person is hitting home for a something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, which is Kvod Shemayim, that in itself the Etzim would be Sheikhat. The Sheikhat at its Oimek is that it's something which is a what's the right word for it? It's something which is in the core of Sheikhat. It's something which is a kiruv das between two people, and when somebody, so anything that brings you back some close to Hashem Baruch Hu, which means that you're doing things that are kvod shemayim, that in itself becomes sheikhat. So sheikhat at its core is shayach. I would have thought is shayach because of the kiruv das, and therefore we say it's not shayach by Hashem Baruch Hu either. In a sense, this answers his other question also. The reason why it's shayach, even by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he says that shakol shalom, I would have thought that this is something, we're not giving him an object, we're giving him some kiruv, so we're doing something which has a different mechanism of working, and b'meila, it's something that you can. There's something which will it will be me'avas the tzura of din. I guess if the right way to put it is, I will. I could look at it and say that this is not being done by an objective valdin, and therefore it's lacking in the maws of din. It doesn't make a difference, right or wrong. it's lacking in the Maws of Din because the person is who's giving it is not who's being done is one and the same as the other person. Okay, any questions?
Just going back to the original Kasha on the Rambam, I always thought that the Gemara in Seita, when the Gemara says that Aveir is Mechabe Mitzvah, I always thought that Bedafka Nakit Aveir Mechabe Mitzvah, and it doesn't say that Mitzvah is Mechabe Aveira. So I know when he presents it over here, he says Mikol Sheke, and I'm assuming because Mida Teva Meruba. But like, what? Why Mehechate? So we should say that. I mean, when there's an Aveira, there's been a Stira and a Kilkel and an Ivus. Why is it a davar pasha that a mitzvah will be mechaber the kilkel of an aveira necessarily? I mean, why should that be?
I don't know. I don't answer that. I you're right. There's a big makom to dingzich on his
on the kasha on the hanocha, and it seems to be the moral. It seems to be the moral, you know, is moted to the kasha. He's just, you know, he's just saying something else. But
right, it's yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Shkoyach.
Yeah.
Shkoyach. Kaltiv. Geshen, you there? Oops.
Have you heard of Chuvah's Mishkan? I don't really know enough about it to ask him. Have you heard of the concept?
Chuvah's Hamishkan?
Hamishkol.
Oh, Chuvah's Hamishkol, right. I have heard of the concept.
I don't know where it comes from. I think it just sort of... Sorry. Is there something in it?